Welcome to Sports Med Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedrez.org discussed a study that found that knees with bone marrow edema 3 or more months after an anterior cruciate ligament injury are less likely to return to activity when compared with knees without edema. Bone marrow edema is commonly seen on magnetic resonance images among knees with an anterior cruciate ligament rupture. In these cases, bone marrow edema is often referred to as a bone bruise or bone contusion. Bone marrow edema patterns may relate to the mechanism and severity of injury. It remains unclear if bone marrow edema may be predictive of a patient's outcome years after an injury. Understanding this would help clinicians better communicate the long-term expectations to their patients following an ACL injury. Therefore, Filardo and colleagues completed a retrospective cohort study to assess the relationship between bone marrow edema shortly after an ACL injury and return to play, as well as clinical outcomes at least 5 years after an injury. The authors selected 134 patients who had an ACL tear, were between 16 and 50 years of age at the time of their MRI imaging, and underwent MR scan within 6 months of injury, and had a clinical follow-up of at least 5 years after the injury. 50% of the patients underwent an ACL reconstruction. 2 independent and blinded reviewers evaluated the MR images for bone marrow edema presence and size. Patient outcomes were assessed using the International Knee Documentation Committee Subjective Knee Form and the Tengger Activity Scale. Overall, the readers found that 65% of the knees with an MR scan within 3 months of an injury had a bone marrow edema, while only 25% of knees had bone marrow edema when scanned after 3 months post-injury. Among the patients who had an MRI scan 3 months or more after their injury, the authors found that everyone with a bone marrow edema failed to achieve full return to pre-injury levels of sport. In contrast, 54% of patients who had a later MR scan and had no bone marrow edema were able to achieve at least 90% of their pre-injury level of sport participation. A similar pattern was also observed when the authors only evaluated patients who underwent an ACL reconstruction, regardless of when the MR scan was acquired. Overall, the current study is interesting because the findings suggest that bone marrow edema that lingers beyond 3 months after an injury may be a bad sign for an individual's ability to return to his or her pre-injury levels of activity. In a previous Sports Med Res post, we described a study that showed that bone marrow edema usually diminishes within 12 months of injury. Knees with bone marrow edema that persist for more than 3 months may have experienced a greater injury, which could explain the poorer outcomes. Interestingly, the study in the previous Sports Med Res post found that about a third of knees redeveloped these bone marrow lesions. This was concerning, since these lesions are often associated with osteoarthritis progression. The prior study, as well as the study reported here, raises questions about whether we should be getting follow-up MR imaging when our patients 3 to 24 months after an injury. Future analysis may help clinicians better understand how changes in bone marrow edema after an injury could inform long-term outcomes. It's important to appreciate that in this retrospective study, the individuals getting MR images 3 months after an injury may be experiencing joint problems that prompted a physician to order the images. Improving our understanding of the relationship between bone marrow edema changes and long-term outcomes could lead to the development of guidelines to treat patients based on the severity of the bone marrow edema to better preserve the long-term health of the joint. Until this time, bone marrow edema can be used to help advise patients with regards to their long-term prognosis regarding their return to a desired level of physical activity. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post introduced the Interassociation Recommendations for developing a plan to recognize and refer student athletes with psychological concern at the secondary school level. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included an announcement that we have partnered with Human Kinetics to offer an online evidence-based CU course that is based on 10 of our concussion-related courses. We will also be offering 2 more courses related to ACL injuries in the next few months. If you have a question that you'd like us to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.